5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are four kids. So do your research and find what works for you.
Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am your ringmaster, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my ringmaster junior.
Aren't they ringleaders?
Well, aren't there? Isn't there a ringmaster too?
I don't know. Master of ceremonies.
Well, I am your ringmaster, master of all rings.
My precious.
That's right. But
we're off to a weird start.
Sorry, we missed last week. Crystal's still battling the crud.
Ooh.
And
sounds like a book.
I know, right? And she's still battling the crud, but she feels a little bit better this week. So
as her daughter hacks in the next room.
I know, right? So it's going around. Yep, that's wonderful time.
Don't say that. I've been telling everyone I'm not contagious. Because I don't think I am.
I didn't say you gave it to our daughter.
I said it's going around.
But the crud is going around. Everyone's getting it. So, but we wanted to make sure we did this week's episode. So
can you imagine if that's what doctors called it?
The crud?
I diagnose you with the crud.
You have the crud. I knew it. But, yeah, so we do have some stories that we can talk about. So that's nice, right?
I don't know. We just sat here for 10 minutes trying to remember what happened this week. Yeah. And it's like a blur.
And we always tell ourselves, like, you know, when something happens that with our kids or with as a family, we're like, oh, we should write that down. But you never do. And you're like, oh, well, this is so funny in the moment. I'll remember it. But no, you don't. I don't remember it. So,
or it's just been one of those weeks.
It was kind of a weird week. Well, yeah. I mean, I got called into
another business trip.
A spur of the moment business trip where I had to drive. Basically, I drove 10 hours in one day for a two-hour meeting.
Yeah, and our cars have been breaking, and our bodies are broken.
And
that's
our
mine.
Pets' heads are falling off.
I think we say that every episode.
Well, it's funny.
It is funny.
Let's talk about
it. Let us know if you even know what movie that's from.
Oh, yeah.
Points for anyone that can name that.
That's right. Leave it in the Facebook notes. Let's talk about our crazy circus.
Let's do.
It's time for the stories of the week.
So, you have way more stories than I do, as you often do.
Most of them go hand in hand.
So, hand in hand.
Is that a real song?
I don't know.
Oh, you made that up?
Sure.
I was like, no way, that's a song.
Dude.
Let's see. So, I just have a couple short ones, but one that I liked is our girls got a little makeup kit for Christmas last year, so they always love to do their makeup. But Jay came out, and she's like, Mom, and I turn around, and her whole face is bright red, and she's like, I messed up. And she didn't like how she put on the lipstick, so she tried to wipe it off, but it ended up covering all of her cheeks to, like, I mean, she looked like she was sick. It was just bright red.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, just go back in the bathroom and try to fix it. And so she came out later, and I never know how to respond to this. She comes out and she goes, how do I look? But usually they look like
a clown.
Clowns. And so I was like,
it's like we're in a circus.
I know, right? And I was like, oh, you look great. And she just dropped, like her face just dropped. And she looked at me with this disdain, and she was like, I was trying to look funny and just walked off. And I was like, oh, I never know what to say when they're like, how does this look? You know, or
maybe we should just be flat out honest with them every single time.
You look like an ugly clown.
You look like a clown.
Right. That'll help.
If that's what you're going for. Awesome.
Nailed it.
I
hate it when they leave those open-ended questions or they bring you a picture and they're like, do you like my picture? And I'm like, I always just say, tell me about it.
Yeah. But we often now their pictures are great.
Well,
like both
the older kids,
both our Jay and Grayson, our 6 and 8 year olds, they're getting really good doodlers.
Yeah, but like some of our other kids will bring us a couple scribbles on a page.
Yeah,
and I'm like, tell me about it because it looks like a rainbow.
Oh,
they're like, oh, it's a mermaid who got attacked by a monster and then it bled and then it died. Lacey's all end up dying. Everything's dying.
Yeah.
Remember, we used to talk about that. When we first started the show, she was always telling us stories about her family dying.
Yeah.
It's like she's back on that.
But she's not talking about her pretend family dying. She's just like...
No, sometimes she is.
Just like everyone's dying.
Yeah. Well, we were in the car and she was saying... Talking about her Monster High family and she's like, yeah. And the mom died. And then she just pouts like it's devastating. I don't know. I guess... So hard to react to things.
She's our little drama queen.
Right.
So, but yeah, so that's been fun. And you posted a picture of you and Lacey with Lacey's makeup. And she talked about how you guys were twins.
I know. Did you see that picture has like 80 likes?
I know, right?
I didn't even know I had 80 friends.
There's that many people that look at my Facebook page?
Like, that's the most random picture to like, I post pictures all the time and I get like 5 likes. And this one, I was like, whoa.
Guess we just have to be clowns.
I know. Next time, let's all do our makeup like that.
That's right.
So the other thing with Lacey was she's been telling us the story. She's kind of in love with Monster High right now. And she was telling me that... Monster High is she's from Monster High. She's a monster and her family is up on a cloud. And the other day we're driving down the road and she points at a cloud and she goes, look, there they are. How do we get there, Mom? And I was like,
We don't.
We're your family now. No.
You will always be with me.
Well, and I was like, well, what do you think? And she's like, let's go get an airplane. I was like, okay. And then, but then she's like, no, really, let's go get an airplane. And then I never know what to say. Like, let me just crush your dreams.
Do it.
Your family's not real.
It's pretend monster family.
So anyway.
I think she's okay.
Those are the weird things. I guess I need a class on how to respond.
But speaking of Monster High, that reminded me today. Grayson's like, you know what, Dad? He's like, I like Monster High, but I would never tell anyone that. And I was just like, aw. And I'm like,
no, that one's understandable.
I know, but
that
it's like
so girly.
I'm like, that's okay. You can like it. You know, if that's what you like, that's awesome.
It's funny. I think it's cute.
So, but I mean, it's just like he there's already that stigma even in second grade. Like boys can't like that.
Yeah.
And so he's like, oh, I like it, but I'll never tell anyone. So. But yeah, so that just reminded me of that. But,
Well, it's funny because we watched this little stand-up comedian group, kind of like SNL, and they did a thing with adults.
Yeah.
And the adult boy's favorite show is the Gilmore Girls, and he didn't want anyone to know. It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, it's funny because he, you know, walks into the room and his roommate turns off the TV, and he's like, what were you doing? And he's like, oh, I was watching your favorite TV show. And then the guy's like, oh, Gilmore Girls? And then he, like, stops and he pauses. He's like... I mean, I don't watch that. And so it's just kind of funny.
But it's true. We still live by that mold, that weird mythical mold that doesn't really exist. It's kind of like when I have played Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah!
But I played it with my husband because he wanted me to play it for years and years and years.
It took me 7 years, people.
And I still, like, sometimes I still am like... I played Dungeons and Dragons. Like, when I tell people, I can never just be like, yeah, I played Dungeons and Dragons. Usually it's like, yeah,
I say it like that with, like, a total straight face.
You have pride.
And then people just look at me and they're like, they don't know.
Are you joking?
They don't know if I'm joking or if, like, I'm serious.
I know, but if I tell people, either, I mean, I don't just tell people. It doesn't just pop out.
You say it with a quiver in your voice.
I know, I'm like, yeah, I played Dungeons and Dragons.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I know. So I'm just saying, like, you never lose that.
Yeah, like, these, you know, only really nerdy, geeky people play Dungeons and Dragons, and or, you know, only...
And grown-up men can't watch Gilmore Girls.
Apparently. So
it's just, I don't know.
We will forever have those
molds.
Those stigmas.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway, that's kind of a weird tangent.
Tangent man.
So, shoes.
Shoes.
We've never had such a problem with shoes.
It's been, this last month has been really bad with shoes.
Month, like, his entire childhood, babyhood. Our two-year-old hates shoes.
Hates wearing shoes. Well, continue and I'll add to it.
So, the other day I had to go to the store, and he has one pair of shoes that he would wear. They're Crocs, black Crocs. And
but he's outgrown them.
Well, no. No, he didn't. Hang on.
Oh.
So, I get to the store, and I go, of course, right at nap time. So he kind of is dozing off in the car, but I can't remember what I needed to get something. So I go to the store, and he refuses to put his shoes on, making the biggest scene. I'm like, I don't care. So I pull him out of the car, and I do an empty threat. Jackson, if you don't wear your shoes, you're not getting out of the basket. And I thought I would be able to hold him in, but we get in the store, and he throws this huge fit, because I end up... There's no room in the cart, so I asked Lacey to get out of the cart and walk, but he sees her and, you know, you have to follow big sibling. And so he fights this big scene and I'm like, whatever, just get out of the cart. So I let him walk. But also, that morning he had showed us his artistic rendition and he pulled up his legs and pulled up his pants and he colored all over his legs with a pen. And so... Not only is he wearing shorts with pin scribbles all over, but he's not wearing shoes. And I was getting the worst scuzzies from people as I walked down the hall. I was.
You were not.
No, one guy did not hide his disdain. I've said that word twice this podcast. I never say that word.
Oh.
I hope I'm using it right.
Now disdain.
Like, disdain. Anyway, this guy like looked at his feet with this face. And then he looked at me like, you are the worst mother
You should have been like, be like, yep. Those are his feet.
I know. And I just hate it because, like my friend always says, I used to judge parents that did the same things that I did before I had kids.
Yeah.
I feel that way because I used to think that was gross. I mean, I still think it's gross, but survival of the fittest. I'm going to let him walk so I don't have to deal with it.
Just makes him stronger.
So that was where we are. He never wore shoes anywhere. But now... He was starting to wear his Crocs every day, and I think one of them fell out of our car.
Yeah, we lost one.
We lost it, so he's been barefoot forever. And then it was at the end of our paycheck, so we couldn't buy new shoes. And then my mom...
Grandma.
...went out and bought him new shoes, and he hates them.
Except he's starting to be okay with them now. Like, when I had the kids... because he hates wearing jackets, too.
I know.
And it's starting to get cold, people. It's winter time. And even in where we are in New Mexico, I mean, it's not like really cold, but it's getting colder. It's light jacket weather.
Yeah, but you're kind of a jacket Nazi, I've noticed.
And like to make sure you're wearing it.
All the kids.
Because when they don't, they're always cold. That's why. So I'm like, at least wear it. And if you get hot, then you can take it off. But so I put on his shoes and socks and his jacket. And he was just like. He was, like, crying, but I'm like, he tried to take it off, and I'd be like, uh-uh, and I'd make him wear it. But then, you know what? We got to where we went for that morning, which was, we went to the Lowe's Build and Grow, which is where, if you don't know this, the Lowe's home department store, once a month, they do a Build and Grow for kids, where kids can build stuff out of wood. It's really cool. So... This month was a race car, the actual Lowe's NASCAR race car, but, you know, it was made out of wood and they put stickers on it. But it was also a pullback car where, you know, you pull it back and then it goes forward by itself. And so, but when we got there, he, you know, still had his shoes on and his jacket on and wore them the whole time and didn't even care about them because he was, you know, having fun.
He's distracted.
Building his, and then, you know, and then after that. When we were going ready to go to another place later that day, he came and to me with his shoes. And like, time to get my shoes on.
Ugh, lucky.
So.
Only for daddy.
That's right.
Although you put his coat on today, and I think you told him to come show me, because he came in, he's like, Ma!
Yeah.
And he showed me, like, look, I'm wearing it. And so I cheered him on, and I was all excited. And as soon as we got in the car, he was like, yeah! and trying to unzip it. So I took it off as soon as we got in the car. Which reminds me.
You broke down.
I may have mentioned this a long time ago, but I did have a friend on Facebook who she mom shamed and took a picture of another mom in the middle of winter in Wyoming where it's freezing. She saw a kid wearing shorts to the store and she took a picture and posted on Facebook.
And no jacket.
I think they were, t-shirt and shorts. Posted on Facebook and was like, "How dare this mother?" And I was like, "That's totally going to be us. We're going to show up on Facebook because our kid won't wear shoes and he doesn't like coats and we let him draw on his body." Not when we don't let him, but...
We encourage it.
I'm just saying, we're going to be on Facebook as horrible parents to never, ever follow.
Wow, you are like the worst case scenario. That's like your superpower.
That's because it happens.
Worst case scenario, woman. Huzzah!
Well, you're a jacket Nazi. Now we both have bad
I'd
powers.
Rather be a jacket Nazi.
So. It was like yesterday, I was wearing shorts, and you're like, "It's cold, put a jacket on." And I was like, "Oh, should I change into pants?" You're like, "No." I was like, "What? I need to wear a jacket. But I can keep my shorts on."
Yep.
Jacket Nazi.
Fine. I am never going to ask our kids to wear a jacket ever again.
That should be like your bowling name now.
Jacket Nazi?
It'll because, be worst case scenario, girl.
That's right. Because, you know, it's going to happen. I'm not going to tell our kids to have jackets. We're going to go somewhere and they're all going to be cold. And then you're going to be like, "Oh, that's why Barry does it."
Well, and then I'll say, "See? Should have listened to your dad." He was right.
That's right. Dad's always right. So, but yeah, so I had the kids to myself on Saturday morning because you went to a baby shower. And so I took him to
the 3-hour baby shower.
Yeah, I took him to the Build and Grow.
I didn't tell you the baby shower was actually only 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I stayed and chatted for another hour.
Well, you generally do. So
I didn't know it was that long.
That wasn't surprising. But so the kids' rooms were messy and they weren't even really that messy.
They could have been picked up in like 10 minutes.
It's what I kept telling them. And they're like, "I need help." And I'm like, "I'm not going to help you clean your room. That could take 10 minutes to pick up." And our oldest was moving like at a snail pace. And like, I'm like, "Dude, you could have been done like 30 minutes ago if you would have just picked it up." And
I hate this battle.
And then the girls finally cleaned their room. And then the oldest got upset because he shares a room with the 2-year-old. And the 2-year-old's not helping. And so he's like, he's upset that the 2 girls helped each other clean their room.
What? One of those girls never helps either. Was she actually helping or was she just sitting there going, "La, la, 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 la"?
She helped a little bit. A little bit. But, and getting our kids to clean their rooms by themselves without, like, me going to... Because I didn't want to be, like, swoop in and clean their room for them because I wanted them to clean their rooms. And, like, I'd rather have gone to the dentist and had them pull out a tooth or something. It was so frustrating. And then when the girls finished their room, I'm like, they come sauntering into Grayson's room. And I'm like, "If you're going to be in here, you might as well help because..." And I'm like, "And your brother would probably like it." So his older sister sibling helped him. And finally, we got their rooms clean. And it was fantastic. But everyone was so hungry because it was like almost 1 o'clock. I didn't realize how late it was. And we didn't have anything for lunch. We didn't have bread or... And I was just like, "Oh, my goodness." So I packed up all the kids in the car.
And you're already a little high strung.
Yeah. And I couldn't just... I had to take them all in with me, you know, because I wasn't going to leave them all in the car, especially in the Walmart parking lot.
And quick shopping trips is the most annoying thing.
Well...
When you know you have to take them with you.
And it's not quick at our Walmart because our service there is ridiculous. And so I go in there to buy 2 loaves of bread, and, you know, it took me forever, but it was just like, oh, I was, and then I came home, and I was kind of, And Crystal probably noticed, but I...
What, your eye twitching?
I was kind of, like, very high strung.
I did notice.
But I tried to keep my cool, and I made our kids lunch, and then they ate it, and then I made myself lunch, and I ate lunch by myself quietly. I'm like, I'm going to eat my grilled cheese sandwich, and I'm going to like it.
But, I know, and I came home, and I was like, I had this delicious lunch, and had so much fun. And you're like...
So, yeah, so that was my Saturday morning.
That sounds great.
I know.
But, on the positive, I came home to a clean house. No, what I was going to say is, on the positive is, as soon as I got home, they're like, can we play outside? So we got to hang out, you and me, and just watch TV for a while.
That's true. And it was probably good, because it allowed me to wind down for a little bit.
Yeah. And then, oh, and then we did choir. That's been hard.
So... We are in an a cappella group essentially, but they're called Accidental Harmony, and they invite us to be a part of their group, and they get together every Christmas to sing, you know, to dress up in old classic Dickens garb, and we sing classic carols, and people actually hire us, pay us,
because we're good
to go perform at their whatever events that they're having for Christmas. So, but we are the only people in the group that have children,
right? And everyone's significantly older, at least a decade.
Yeah. So, So we're just like we had to bring all four of our kids to rehearsal every single time. And luckily our kids have been given the circumstance, they've been pretty fantastic. And even our choir group have been impressed by it. But it's still hard because we're just
Now we're meeting twice a week. Yeah. Which I'm like, I'm just waiting for that fuse to explode.
Yeah.
And because every week the people are like, well, your kids are really well behaved. And I'm like, you just wait.
Wait for it.
They're saving it for a special occasion.
That's right. But it's been fun, though.
Yeah, it's been.
We've missed singing as often as we have been. So it's been good.
Right.
But so let's talk about some stuff.
All right.
So we found an article.
That was a horrible transition, by the way.
I don't care.
You're like, it's been fun. All right!
That's how I do transitions. Is like,
transition!
Let's go to the next part of the show!
See, so that is a transition.
Oh, okay. So we found an article that is titled, Seven Discipline Mistakes It says all moms, but we're going to switch that word out for all parents make.
It might make you giggle. It might make you say, oh, I do that. Or it might make you say, what?
Yeah. So this is from parents.com.
All right. So, seven discipline mistakes all parents make. And it starts off with their little opener about mom takes her kids out to
the store.
The store. And there's a huge incident where they throw a fit. But she was saying that she should have recognized that just a little while before, the kid was rubbing their eyes and yawning. And
she should have seen her child's cues.
The signals, yeah.
The signals.
And so she's saying, I'm hardly alone in missing my child's cues. And so here are some of the other mistakes that we make besides watching out for cues.
Yeah.
Noticing signals.
So we're, as in the parents, are too negative. So we often say things like, don't hit your sister, stop pulling the dog's tail. The number of things you tell your toddler or preschooler not to do is endless. So they have the, you know, that part, and then they have the fix, and they tell us. So they say to ask for the behavior that you want to see instead of saying, don't do that. So the example they give is like, the kids are having bath time, and instead of saying, don't stand up don't stand up, you say, you know what, we sit down in the tub because it's slippery and you could fall and get hurt. And yeah, just kind of relate to your child why you're telling them what you want them to do rather than just saying, no, don't do that.
Because they say, we say no so much that they're deaf to it and it means nothing to
that
them.
That the power of the word no doesn't, it has no power anymore.
Yeah. And so, I don't know. This one is definitely one, I mean, it sounds so easy to just, instead of saying, don't stand up, but... I mean, it sounds so easy to say, come on, we sit down.
Yeah, I don't want you to do this because of this.
But usually I'm not thinking, it's like, I should say something positive
it's
here.
It's usually spur of the moment, be like, don't do that.
Yeah, be careful.
Blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, so we're
too... like Stitch from Lilo and Stitch for some reason.
Oh, that's okay.
Anyway.
So we're too negative, apparently. So don't be negative by telling your kids what you want to see rather than saying, don't do that.
Well, and then they end by saying, if you do catch your child, like in the seated position in the tub, you should praise them.
Reinforce good behavior.
Yes. I like how you're sitting.
You are a good sitter. Good job.
Next one is, we expect too much from our kids.
This is true.
We're so guilty. But they say, you're sitting in church when your toddler shouts. As soon as you shush him, he does it again. Mortifying. Why doesn't he listen? We do this all the time.
Yeah. Well, we...
Especially with our oldest.
Like they say that we assume that our kids know more than they actually do. And because I've said this so many times, like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
And it's
or
just...
Or you should know better.
You should know better. But they don't. That's the thing. They don't.
Right. And the fix is that you need to be the teacher. And they say kids haven't learned the social graces. They don't know that throwing a tantrum at the store is inappropriate. And so we need to... remind ourselves that a child is not trying to be a pain. They just don't know how to act in a situation. So yeah. It's not fair to snap at them.
Do
you have an example?
Well, just talking about how kids don't think or don't know they're doing something. Like, tonight our son hit his sister. And we're just like, why did you do that? And he's like, even before we asked why, he's like, I don't know why I did it. I just did. And it's just like, you know, like he just didn't think about it. And oftentimes we as adults do that all the time where we just do something like,
hit people. Well, I don't know why I hit you.
Sometimes, you know.
I just did.
No, but we do things and we're just like, I don't know why I just did that, you know. So
I would love to hear a specific example of something that you've done where you're like, I don't know, I just did that.
I'm sure it's happened.
I don't think that's a good example.
It's happened, don't worry.
Unless you like ate an entire box of Oreos.
I don't think I should have done that.
I don't know, I just did that. But, so they say, back to playing teacher, is that, like, for instance, when your kid's throwing a fit or shouts out in church, you could softly say,
oh my gosh,
I'm being quiet because I'm in church, but if I need something from dad, I lean in close to whisper.
And there's going to be some other examples like this in this article that just made me, like, groan. Because I'm like, do these people not have kids?
I know.
Like, when I do sometimes tell our kids, like, you know, we do this in church because we're supposed to be reverent and blah, 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 blah. That doesn't do anything.
I know.
It's just like, they're still going to be like, blah, 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 blah.
I know. Our 2-year-old, if I said that to him, you know what he'd do?
Or.
He always does
that. Or, no.
Oh, I know. No. He did that this Sunday. He was laughing so loud and I just went, Jackson, shh. And he looked at me and he goes, no. It was so funny. All of us started laughing. I shouldn't have. That's bad reinforcement.
Yeah, bad reinforcement.
That's number 8 mistake. That's right. Anyway, so...
add that to the list.
Well, and then they say you can also point out other people doing correct things. Like, look how Charlie is coloring.
Look how good your sibling is and you are not.
I know, and that's the thing. I was like, that's horrible advice. Like, hey, look at that kid that's better than you.
That kid's doing awesome. Be them.
I know. They said kids are born mimics, so modeling or drawing attention to something we want them to do goes a long way. I don't know, I'm sure. I mean, in theory, Yeah. That's a great idea.
In theory.
But this is either, like you said, a childless person or an old person that didn't remember
they
how
don't,
it was.
They don't remember, yeah. So, but the next one is, we model behavior we don't want to see. So
Wait.
Oh, wait.
It is important to say that they say it does take time and repetition for kids to learn how to handle themselves.
It's true.
So, I mean, if you say that once and they don't react, or if they don't respond the way you want them to, that doesn't mean that the thing didn't work.
Yeah.
You just need to keep going. Anyway,
keep going. We model behavior we don't want to see.
Yes,
so,
we do.
Basically, the example is, you yell at someone that cuts you off in traffic, and then you get upset when your child acts the same way when a certain, like, a same type, like if a kid does something to him and they yell at him and you're like, don't do that. Be like, but we see mommy and daddy doing it all the time in the car. Why is it such a big deal? So.
Or it's like, we were in here today and the kids were all playing in Grayson's room and Grayson got mad and went, Jackson, don't! Like, with this tone.
With the tone, yeah.
And both of us went, Grayson, don't talk to your brother that way. And I was like, oh my gosh, did we just do that? Like, same exact tone. I'm like, yep, that's great parenting.
Yeah. So, the fix they say is, you know, if you fall victim to being a bad example or doing something that you don't want your children to do, be the bit bigger person, essentially, and apologize. Because then it shows your kids that it's, you know, you demonstrate that it's okay to apologize for when you make a mistake. And then it shows them that they can do the same.
Yeah. And I actually feel like I'm good at this. Because I always, not always, but there's a spot.
I'm always apologizing.
No, I was going to say always yelling at people in traffic.
Oh.
I don't have bad road rage, but there's that one spot by our house that's like dangerous and people are psycho. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And so I always pull up there and I'm like, oh, you dang guy, learn how to drive. You know, I always say something.
Uh-huh.
And our kids are always like, oh, mommy. And so I find myself apologizing all the time. Like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. They're probably a good person. So.
Probably.
I don't say probably. I'm like, they're a good person. They just made a bad choice. That's right. What I always say.
Yeah.
But that one's hard.
So.
They're not numbered. Number next.
The next one.
We intervene when our kids simply annoy us. For example, you hear your children chasing each other around the house and immediately start shouting.
Guilty of that.
Oh.
Just like, be quiet.
No. What's my thing?
Stop bouncing that ball.
I don't know what it is. Constant sounds drive me insane.
She hates bouncing balls.
That's why I can't have ticking clocks. Oh, but bouncing balls just drive me bonkers.
So,
and I immediately shout. I never am like, please stop bouncing. I'm always like, stop bouncing the ball or I'll kill you.
So they say their fix is to ignore selectively. So, just annoy those things selectively. Obviously, if it gets to the point where it gets a little too crazy or our children start becoming violent or anarchy ensues, then you might want to intervene, but...
No, they just said when it's dangerous. Like, if they're about to electrocute themselves by shoving a fork in the thing.
No, I think if they get too crazy loud, I think they need to be stopped.
Yes. Well, and, like, the example they're saying, if your toddler's dumping juice into his cereal, it's because he's learning about liquids.
No, he's just being crazy. He's like, oh, I wonder what milk and juice look like together. No, they're like, let's make a mess.
I know. Hey, this thing squirts. But I don't know. This one, I mean, I actually think we're good about this because I think we're pretty chill.
Yeah, like today, our oldest was pounding away on the piano, making up his own music. And it was great that he was being creative, but like it just like. It was just over and over. It just kept going. So, but we let that one slide.
Yeah. And I told you it's because when I was growing up, I always got, stop doing that. We're trying to watch TV. You know, or whatever.
You're interrupting my stories.
Because we're all redneck hillbillies. But no, especially my brothers, they're always like, stop doing that. And I thought I was making this like musical genius thing. And so... No, that is hard, but I think we're pretty good.
So the next one is, we're all talking, no action. And we've kind of talked about this type of thing, like, in a previous episode where it's
following through. Oh, empty threats.
Empty threats, where you're saying, I'm going to do this if you don't do this, and then you don't do it. And they're like, whatever. So don't. Yeah, so no empty threats. Follow through. And going along with this, like, when you make a threat, make sure it's something that, one, only punishes the person that is doing it. Make sure it doesn't punish all your children because of one person's actions. And make sure it doesn't punish you because of their actions. And when I say punish you, like, you don't want to say, you know, oh, you know, we're not going to go out to dinner because you did this. I'm like, that's not fair to you and to everyone else. You should pick a different consequence.
That is my biggest pet peeve when people, like, for our kids' birthday parties or we have, like, a movie night or something, and they call last minute and they said, well, my kid just misbehaved and I told them they couldn't come.
We've had that happen. That's a real thing.
You just punished my kid because of your kid.
Yeah.
Do something else, lady. Or father. Or whoever.
Person. So that was, yeah. So make sure when you're punishing or have a consequence that it only affects the person that it should affect.
But they also say we need to be better at our first delivery. Because, for example, they're saying, turn off the TV. You need to do your homework. But usually we just say, turn off that TV right now. You need to do your homework. But they're saying, we really need to start with, please turn off the TV, do your homework. Like, we need to start at a lower level. And that can be hard sometimes. When you just want to get her done.
Yeah. I have nothing else. I
was waiting for your deep thoughts.
It went away.
Okay. This one. Use time out. Oh, we collectively use time out ineffectively. When you send your three-year-old to his room after he hits his brother, he starts banging his head on the floor in rage. And here's the fix. Consider a time in.
A time in.
A timeout is meant to be a chance for a child to calm down, not a punishment. And so they said some kids respond well to the suggestion that they go to a quiet room and chill, but others view it as a rejection, and plus it doesn't teach your kids how to behave. So this doctor says, take a time in where you sit quietly with your child.
See, that's like a punishment on yourself. Like,
right.
Why would I sit with my misbehaving child when they're all riled up? And like,
I know. Do they mean like you have to like hold them?
What if they're like,
stop kicking?
What if they're like screaming or crying? I'm like, I'm not going to hold you while you're doing that. No, that's a punishment to me.
See, and I think they mean do the timeout to calm them down, but then do the time in where you hold them. I'm like, that's dumb to me personally. If you do that and it works, good for you. But, so they say, so you do the time in, hold them till they get settled down, and then when they're relaxed, calmly explain why their behavior wasn't okay. But to me, it's like, if it's a small child, by the time you've done all that, they've probably forgotten why you're mad anyway.
Yeah, they forgot about everything. Like our four-year-old, she'll go from totally belligerently sad to, like, psychotically happy in, like, 2 minutes. So
that's called bipolar.
Sometimes I wonder.
I'm just kidding. So, sorry.
But no, it's tasteless. Just, yeah, but we disagree with the time in. Timeouts, I think sending kids to their room to chill out or maybe having a timeout chair or something like that helps kids to calm down and be like, think about what you done. Boom.
Well, and to me that feels, I mean, I don't exactly know what the context is, but it almost seems coddly. Like, oh, I'm mad at you. Come here to mama.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're misbehaving, so let me show you affection. No. Here's my discipline rod.
Yeah, right. So, I don't know. I just don't like this one. When we read it together, we're like,
whatever.
But they do say, if you're too angry to comfort your child, then put yourself in timeout. And I like that, because I've done that a few times.
I have put myself in timeout for a few hours.
Yeah, I've got a movie on Netflix. Anyway, but then they say, once you've relaxed, discuss what you would like your child to do differently. You might start by saying, what can you do instead of hitting when Milo grabs your train?
Slapping? Pinching? Pushing?
Well, that's the thing. Teaching kids to not give in to impulses is hard.
Yeah.
Because, sure, it's easy for you to say, well, instead of hitting him, why don't you say, please, can I use that toy? But in the moment, like Grayson today, I don't know why I hit her. It's kind of like, you know, that animal rage just kicks in.
So
anyway, it's hard.
All right, the last one is, we assume what works for one kid will work for the other. So essentially what this is saying, that all of our kids, like your kids, are different. Like, our oldest is different from his sisters and everything. And so they're saying, when you dish out the punishments and the consequences, sometimes you need to cater to the specific child and the situation. So they say that's not being inconsistent. It's just you need to learn the learning styles of each child, and then the punishment should fit the crime and the kid.
Right.
So, and I agree with that. I think that's smart, because all our kids are different, and so what works for our oldest won't necessarily work for our youngest.
Right. It's kind of like with Jay, our 5-6-year-old, all you have to say is, that wasn't very good.
She'll just
burst into tears, and that's all you need. She's got it. But our oldest, like, he has this face when you tell him things, like, it's kind of a half smirk where you just want to be like, are you smiling? You know, like, he just doesn't internalize it like she does. He kind of wants to push it away, like,
yeah,
like it's no big deal, but...
But he can be pretty sensitive, too.
I know, but I'm just saying, it is very different for each kid.
Yes. So, yeah, so, like, kind of like we say at the show, all of our kids are different, all of your kids are different, and how we do things is, you know...
Different.
You need to find what works for you. So...
Good luck, people.
So, yeah, that's it. Transition! Is that better?
Oh, yes.
Is that...
Oh, thank you!
It's the end!
I thought you were going to go on,
oh,
too.
Okay. Thank you for listening to The Clown Car! Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Just remember, our way is not the only way. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You're doing a good job.
We promise.
Yes. That promise is made.
Oh, is this still me?
No, but okay. I was just, you know, being silly.
Promise.
What promise? All right. You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And email us at the car show. Wow. Email us.
You sound like a car salesman.
I know. Email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. And make sure you've subscribed. Rate. And review our show on iTunes. And until next time, enjoy your circus.
And your brand new car.
You're a winner. You've been listening to a Closet Geek Studios production. For all information about Closet Geek Studios, visit theclosetgeek.net for all your geeky needs, or follow us on Twitter and Facebook.